Panic.
The shit phone.
What's that?
Shit phone.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Miles on the shit phone.
Miles' shit phone title.
What happened to your other phone?
It just took a crap on me.
Yeah?
Crapped out.
Is it the hairy shit phone or like the corn shit phone?
I don't know. I'll just suggest turning off the show tonight because
it's such a shit phone?
Because I'm on the shit phone.
Is it in the bathroom?
Nah, it's the shit phone. It's a shit phone.
You seem like the type of person to me that would have a phone in the bathroom. Or,
I could only wish.
Or at least have your cordless in there half the time.
No. No, that the cordless, see, I don't want to get into that. Because, okay.
You're getting into it.
I don't like to talk badly about my spouse, but I think I'm going to have to.
Okay.
My wife will leave the phone, the cordless phone, off the charger for like 2 or 3 days straight.
Yeah, and then be mad when it doesn't work?
Yes. Oh. It'll ring, she'll pick it up, she'll, God damn it! That was my best friend! Calling from... You know...
Bangladesh.
Bangladesh.
She's going to commit suicide.
And a fucking phone. Cheap-ass phone. And then, like, I'll be like, well, you know, you haven't hung it up in, like, 4 days.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah, then it's my fault. It turns against me. It's like, fucker!
You should have hung it up for me.
Fucker! You use a shit phone. I do. I constantly hang up this cordless phone.
You know what you should do?
Yes. What?
You should get one of those chains like they have at the post office. stick it on the cordless so you can only go that far away from the base.
You know, sometimes I think you're an asshole, but tonight I think you're right on frickin' target.
Sometimes you think I'm an asshole.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, you can be. But...
I thought you meant always.
I mean, pretty much 90%. But
oh. Okay.
I don't... It gets turned against me every time I mention, like...
You're not supposed to bring that kind of stuff up, you know?
Maybe you should hang it up, you know?
Right, it's like the whole car key thing. Where are my keys?
You know.
I have a speech for that. You know... If you put things in the same place every time, you'll always be able to find them.
See, I give that speech about car keys, too.
Yeah, I can't stand missing the car keys.
We have a thing where the keys hang.
Oh, you do? Wow.
Yes.
That's fancy.
Well, no, I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we do. But I always put mine there. And
you're rich. Does it say keys?
No.
Oh.
It's like a cat, though. You know?
Oh, it's like a cat?
Yeah.
So it's like claws on a cat to hold your keys?
It's like a silhouette of a full cat. You know?
Like the cat's nipples hold your keys, or what?
The pussy holds it. I mean, a cat, you know what I mean.
Is it some kind of vacuum suction key holder? Or...
I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, you got a key place.
Yeah.
A place for the keys.
Yeah.
And?
No, you know what? I'm not going to talk about it.
Oh,
okay.
Do you put your keys there?
You know, you were being helpful before, but now you're just being a complete ass.
Oh, okay. Let me just ask, do you put your keys there?
Huh?
Do your keys hang there?
Yes, always.
Well,
always.
There you go. There
always.
You got always. A place for your keys.
I rarely lose my keys.
There you go.
Rarely.
Maybe you should put the phone charger there.
Oh, yeah, well, see, now you're going in from helpful to asshole-ish phase now. You're crossing that line again. You're crossing it.
You know what you need is you need, like, a Tesla coil. So that way you can charge that phone anywhere in the house. Just through the air.
I give up. I'm not going to say anything more about the cordless.
You need a potato. You need to hook a potato to that phone, you know?
I don't know. Charge it up. I really don't know what the answer is there.
Potato power phone.
I like the chain idea.
The Idaho phone.
I like the chain idea. I don't know.
Well, anyway, you alluded to it in our previous conversation. We were just kind of talking about what's going on with our lives and stuff. But I was almost solicited again at a discount store. Second time in, like, what, 3 weeks now?
Have you not learned your lesson?
I was at Big Lots.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what Big Lots is, don't you?
Is this where this happened before?
No, no, the other place was the Dollar General.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you move like one step up or backwards.
I think it's sure, backwards, actually.
Yeah.
Big Lots is the place where they, like, don't bother with the floor tiles. Like, half of them are there and half of them aren't.
Even people from Dollar General are like, God damn.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
But I can't resist a bargain, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm in there, and I'm actually in there for work. I had to buy some stuff, and I was buying it cheap.
Yeah.
Save a little money for, you know, my job. And I don't know if I was just, it was just because I was polite, but this probably 50s, early 60s black woman was there, and I said, well, go ahead. And she goes, oh, age before handsome. And so
wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So I skedaddled out of there pretty quick.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I just wanted to tell you that because I know you're really interested in this.
I love to hear stories.
I'll keep you up to date.
I love to hear stories like
next
that.
Next time I go into the, you know, when I go to the everything's a dollar, who knows what'll
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, God knows.
Before I get my pants pulled down.
Yeah, Bruce Gordon pinching your ass cheeks.
Hey, honey, is that a dollar? Mm. What you got there under your belt buckle?
Back of your pants looks like two schoolboys fighting.
Is that going to be your line every time I tell one of these experiences?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I just wanted to say that I am, you know, I do not limit myself to one race of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gender I will limit myself to.
Yeah, I guess.
Race of people. So, yeah.
You got it. Get, you know, use it, you know.
There you go.
Right.
I'm thinking... This bar, I'm going to open up.
Yeah.
It'd be like prune juice and a show on the hour, you know what I mean?
Of course, you said you kind of look like a girl, so maybe these are like old lesbians. Thinking you're a girl.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Not the way that, yeah, not the language they're using, you know?
I guess.
They're not saying that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the other thing I was going to talk about was I was at the gas station. I just wanted to tell you that because I know you'd be interested.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
I was at the gas station, and I was pumping gas into my car, and I look over, and this dude's using a squeegee to wash his car.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, this looks like something that I could totally see you doing at the gas station. This guy's got like a, you know, like a 92, you know, Chevy, whatever it is, and it's got some dirt on the side, right? It's like a blue car or something.
Yeah.
And so at first he's doing the windows, and then he kind of, like, takes a look, and then he goes down on the door panel. And he does all the way around the car.
Oh, please.
He's dunking it. So he washed his whole freaking car with the squeegee. I guess he had a big date or something.
I guess.
I was just trying to get into the... I don't do that. That just is totally stupid, you know?
Were you jealous?
Well, no, I wasn't jealous. I was just like an idiot, you know what I mean?
You're like, hey, buddy, could you do mine?
Yeah. I got a little dirt over here, pal. I don't want to spend the $2 it takes to spray it off. I mean, I'm cheap. I'll go to the dollar store and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
I just assume not wash my car than to be the idiot with the squeegee.
Hey, Bob, could you go to Dollar General? We need to get a video toaster.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
But, so, you know, I was like, what's the mentality to do that? That sounds like something you would do.
Oh, please.
I'm serious.
Please.
No, I would just drive my car to India and have all the little Indian children lick it.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
So, I mean, what's up with that anyway?
I don't know.
You would do it, right?
No.
People in your family do it?
No.
Your dad made you do it somewhere?
That's way too much manual labor. We would not do that.
Oh, it's, well, I know. Your dad made you do it?
No,
hey, Miles. Hey, Miles. Hey, hey. You got an arm, right? You got an arm? Get
no,
up there with that squeegee and wash my car.
We don't do that.
No, I don't believe it. I could see you doing that.
We wait for
that,
a rainstorm
like
or something. We wouldn't.
What's that?
We wait for a rainstorm. You know,
wait for a rain. But yeah, this dude was like taking a squeegee to his car. I was like, okay. I guess that's something to impress the chicks with. You got me.
Sounds like you have some issues, I guess. I don't know.
I got issues?
I guess.
So what's up with you?
I'm mad.
About what?
I'm mad. Went to the local bookstore and got mad.
You went to the bookstore and got angry?
Because,
what, they stopped They carded you for the magazines with the brown wrapper, or what?
Worse. I was meeting up with my wife. She was over at the kids section.
Uh-huh.
And once again, I am ripped off once again.
Okay.
I'm looking through books, and there's a book there called it's a series, apparently. It's called Captain Underpants.
Really?
Dude, this is my character. This is my fifth grade character I used to do.
You know, the irony of this is I just read Captain Underpants to my daughter.
That's my character. I came up with that whole gig.
Yeah, I don't think you call him Captain Underpants.
No, it was called Fifth Grade Man.
Right.
Did you see the way, like, his cape is strung around his neck?
Right.
That's my character.
You don't say tra-la-la-la-la. You say na-na-na-na-boo-boo.
That is my character.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. That's yet another idea I've had that's been ripped off.
Well, now, I know, I'm familiar with Fifth Grade Man.
Yeah.
You used to do Fifth Grade Man when we did the radio show for college.
Right.
And we used to do a whole interview thing with Fifth Grade Man all the time, so.
Right.
I mean, it's documented.
I'd become Fifth Grade Man.
There you go.
Like that.
Right, and I'd say, so Fifth Grade Man, what are you doing here in town?
I'm beating up bullies.
Beating up bullies, why?
Because it's the right thing to do.
The right... You sound like a halfway inebriated Harry Carey.
I'm up here in heaven. No, but I used to wear my jacket around my neck like that. Like
right.
Cape.
Take the top button of your jacket. But it's not underpants. You weren't in your underpants, as far
well,
as I remember.
But I wanted to be. I just didn't have the cojones to do it, you know.
You didn't have, like,
I thought that you'd
a bald head at that point in time, at
you'd
least.
You'd probably enjoy it, so I didn't do it. That's why I didn't do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, that's my character.
I think you were Sergeant Underpants.
Sergeant, yeah. Look, he's got the Sergeant Stripes.
He's got the Sergeant
underpants.
Stripes.
Look good. I don't know.
You were more Captain Undershirt in my little sidekick.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yet another idea.
So you're going to sue or what?
Stole? I don't know. How many shows have we done like this where one of my ideas has come to pass?
Oh, I got one this week, too.
What?
I was looking at a Target ad, and they have a dome with a light that has ghosts on it.
Yeah.
And, like, you crank it, and then it makes these ghosts fly around your room because it projects them onto the ceiling.
Right.
When my daughter was born, about 3 years ago, we got this dome with, like, little kid things. And I said, you know, I'll do one for Halloween that's got ghosts on it. There you go.
And your wife said it was a stupid idea. Right?
I'm sure she did at the time. But the thing was, I actually made, I projected ghost onto my, for Halloween, I projected ghost onto my curtains. It's for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch me try to shoot the ghost down with this.
No,
toy.
So I mean, I actually made attempts to make it. I didn't make the dome thing, but I actually projected them.
You weren't doing target practice, were you?
No, I wasn't doing target practice.
Oh.
But I had them, it was a computer-generated thing. I projected it onto the animation. I projected it onto the window and had them do Happy Halloween sign and doing some other stuff. And I had some ghost sounds and the whole bit. So they were mesmerized, the kids were.
Daddy.
I did that for a couple of years, and then I decided I didn't want to because they were just, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody wanted to see it. And then the stupid people, hey, man, how's that work? I just, you know, I'm not a people person. I really don't want to talk to people about
right,
that.
Right.
I'm like, well, I projected onto my curtains because they're like the shears.
Right.
So, you know, you can see through them, and so the projected thing goes through. Really? How did you do that? What do you mean, shears? I don't see no scissors.
Shears.
And so I stopped doing it because it's like, I'm tired of the people who are go trick or treating with their children drinking. I mean, honestly.
What?
In my old neighborhood,
yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. They would walk the neighborhood with beer.
If I have to do this bullshit, I'm going to enjoy it.
That's right. That's
oh, that
right.
is sad.
I'm telling you the truth, man.
I think that's really sad.
Oh, I think that's sad. I got a friend that loves it. He's looking forward.
Dude, that is really sad.
I sat there. I enjoyed the jokes and doing my little ghost thing. And then the guy's, hey, man, how do you do that?
Hey, you got a bottle opener?
Yeah. Hey, you think one of them, could you make one of them ghosties open my bottle?
You serious with ghosts?
Are those real?
Real ghosts?
I did get that question several times. And not just from the little children, either.
Wait a minute, I'm thirsty. I'm going down to 7-Eleven. I'm right back.
Are you hanging those things from your ceiling fan?
Here, little Johnny, you can use the paper bag as your trick-or-treat bag.
That's right. This is like Merv's liquor or something.
Waste not, want not. Here we go.
There you go.
No, people really do that in St. Louis.
I'm totally serious. Yeah.
Oh, that is a... That's sad.
I was just talking to a friend of mine. I was out to eat with him. And he was telling me that he sits there and drinks while he hands out the candy.
Yeah.
He's looking forward to it.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking I might just go for the experience of it.
You ever had one of these? It's like, oh, we've been invited over to so-and-so's house for his kid's birthday.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be a bunch of little kids, and it's like a bunch of adults getting high and drunk.
I've never seen
one of those.
I've never been to one of those.
I've been to a few of those. It's like, oh, it's little Timmy's birthday. He's 3.
And we got a big old bag of weed.
He's a big old pot man. Whoa.
I must say that I have never been invited to the...
I've seen some of those. That was
to the... It's my 3rd birthday. Let's
yeah.
all smoke a big doobie.
Yeah, let's all get stoned, man.
I've never... You are one lucky man. I don't...
Yeah, I've seen a lot of bullshit.
I have not been to one of those yet.
Between me and you, we've seen a lot of bullshit.
Well, this Halloween is going to be great for people. They'll be, you know, trick-or-drinky or something.
Well, for Christ's sakes, if you're going to go trick-or-treating with your kids, please get stoned and drunk. Drive your kids around. You know.
It'll be, hey, man, if you don't give him 2 of those Snickers, I'm going to piss on your door.
I'll do it anyway, fuck it.
Yeah, we'll be porta potties out in the street now for the...
Great.
Yeah. What are you? I'm going as a man who got the piss scared out of him. That's why my pants are wet. Wow. That last house was scary.
Woo!
These ghosts aren't doing anything for me. So, yeah, I don't know. But I'm sorry that Captain Underpants got ripped off.
I
maybe if it was called Fifth Grade Man, you'd have a lawsuit.
Oh, fuck yeah.